Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy towards us that are new every morning.
Day after day after day.
towards me. I'm never in need because you're providing for me. Great is your mercy towards
Stop.
Me.
Oh my God, picking it.
Lord, we thank you that you are the beginning and the end. You see all, you know all. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your power and your might and for who you are.
Oh. worthy to be. Somebody lift your hands and say, we give you, we give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You Somebody lift your hands and sing to him. Oh, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are a maker. And we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Because you're worthy. You're worthy, worthy.
Apostle Dr. Faith Walters received the call from the Lord to begin a ministry that would empower individuals for success in the kingdom of God.
And Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. Thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
Welcome to Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries, located in Mount Vernon, New York, and online at wamo.org. Join Apostle Dr. Faith Walters live on Sundays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for divine service, empowerment, worship, prayer, words of encouragement, Bible education, fellowship, and more. This broadcast is a production of WAMO Media Network. Thank you for joining us. If you want to support this ministry, please subscribe, like, share this video, and leave a comment. It's easy and will cost you nothing. If you want to donate, please visit www.wamo.org/give. You can watch our services via our website, live.wamoe.org, on television via Carib Vision at caribvision.tv, and on the YouTube and Facebook apps.
You're worthy, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good day, everyone. Everyone is listening far and near. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining in to the broadcast this morning. We're going to go into our Bible devotional reading for today, and it's taken from Psalm 138. And it's reading from the New King James Version. Psalm 138, verses 1 through 8, the New King James Version. And it reads, I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Yea, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly. But the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. And the word of the Lord is always and intricately very blessed. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this word this morning as we honor the Lord, thanking him for his goodness towards the ones that worship and praise and glorify his name. David, this is a psalm of David. He was really, you know, in encouraging us and, you know, making sure that we praise God, because that's what he did. And you talk about David so many times in these songs, you know, the amount of things that he went through in his life. You know, he wanted, you know, things to go away, but no, God allowed him to go through it. And the funny thing is, as he was going through it, God was right there with him. Because sometimes troubles come to make us stronger. You know, we can't go through life thinking life is smooth. And I don't know if everybody ever heard about this. Life is not a bed of roses. If you think life is a bed of roses, then I don't know what to say to you, because when you really want to reach a level in your life, a milestone, place of power, place of strength, place of where you can really find solace and find peace, it's very tumultuous. I mean, you go through so much. Oh my Lord. You go through a very rocky path. Ain't nothing smooth about it, okay? Your mind is always in constant turmoil. You always got to deal with all kind of weird people around you. You got to find a way to disconnect from those people and move on. And you meet other people and you got more issues and different things happening. You got to find it's like you're wading through you're going through a wilderness, a brush, or whatever it is. You gotta use, like some people use a machete to get rid of the bush, or get rid of, you know, whatever is in their way, so they can see their way and can walk through a clear path. So it's a lot in life you have to deal with, you know. And David said through all of this, he's demonstrating the Lord's goodness. So he's saying to the Lord, I will praise you, Lord, with my whole heart, with everything I got, everything that's in my being, I will praise you. My mind, my heart, my soul, my spirit, I will praise you. Said before the gods, I will sing praises to you. So they have the lowercase G-O-D. So I'm going to say before anybody, I'm going to praise you. Because you remember David, he's one of them people, even as a king. He danced before the Lord until his clothes fell off. I believe that's in 1 Kings. I don't remember exactly, but you need to get a chance to look it up. And when he danced before the Lord, when the Ark of the Covenant came into the temple, into the camp, he danced until his clothes fell off. And his wife was looking at him because he was dancing in front of a lot of people standing there, right there in the area, the vestibule. And he didn't care who was watching. He danced until he didn't have no clothes on. And he just kept dancing because he was so grateful for the Lord. He was just so, he felt so much in awe of who God is that finally the Ark of the Covenant came in. And he just feels so blessed. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine when you go through things in your life and you come out on top? You come out feeling, you are beat up a little bit, but you still come out feeling overjoyed. You're feeling victorious. You're feeling triumphant. I got to talk a little louder because you hear a car in the background. You're feeling that you passed through this and you could go through whatever else come your way, whatever life throws at you, you can make it. That's the word this morning. You can make it. You will make it because the Lord is by your side. As David said, in the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. That's what I just said. You can make it. No matter what the obstacles are, you can make it. You can endure it. You will endure it and will get over it. We have overcome. We have made it thus far by faith. You know, and you can ask God. I mean, I know David tried to ask God to remove a lot of his issues. Move all his enemies. He asked God for a lot of things. But you know, if we ask God to remove all those obstacles in our way, we will never get to where we were supposed to be. Okay? Because it's those bumps in the roads that makes us who we are. It's those bumps in the roads that allow us to handle life and allow us to handle people. And people act a strange around it. Because sometimes the enemy uses people to get to us. Because he doesn't want to see us get to the next level. He doesn't want to see us blessed. He doesn't want to see us, you know, at a place of peace, at a place of rest, at a place of being comforted. He doesn't want to see all that. He wants to make sure our life is in everyday turmoil, everyday upset. That's what he wants. And he wants us to come out of our element. He wants us to cuss. Yes, he does. He desires us to just really get wild and just get ridiculous. I mean, that's what he wants of us. He doesn't want to see us grow. He wants to make sure our character is destroyed. Because once you're serving the Lord in a true way with your old heart, with everything in you, the enemy, he is angry. And he's going to do everything he can in his little power. All right? To destroy you. To mess you up. To trip you over. I mean, he's going to send all kind of crazy people into your path. To really make you be discouraged. That's his job, y'all. That's his job, okay? He does everything to make sure you take your eyes off Jesus Christ. That's his job. That's what he does. But when you have a determined spirit, a determined heart, you say to yourself, comes what may, I'm going to praise him. Comes what may, I'm going to continue to live for him. Comes what may, I am going to continue to press my way. Because there is a blessing. I've always said it. A blessing in the pressing. The more you press on, press toward the mark of the high, of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Don't give up the fight. Because in the end, look at the end before you look before the beginning. Look at the end result. The end result is you win. I win. That's it. You can't go anyway but up. You stay focused and you keep leaning on the Lord. Remain humble. Develop a life of humility. Don't always call attention to yourself. Whatever issues you have, take it to the Lord in prayer. You know, I had an aunt. I just met her when she was 98 years old. All my life, I never knew this aunt. She lived in California. She's deceased now. But I traveled all the way across to meet her. Because I was very happy to meet people from my mother's side and my father's side. I didn't mind meeting them. And I would sit and talk to her. At that time, she was 98. She died at 100 years old. But for 2 years, you know, I got a chance to get to know her because I met her for that time and we sat and we talked. And she was happy to see her niece. She probably heard about me because a lot of time I find family members heard about me. They never really met me, you know. And I was so happy to be in her presence. I felt so honored to sit in the presence of elderly people. I really feel honored, people. I feel like I'm in a gold mine when I'm in the presence of elderly people. I feel so much, you know, there's so much respect I have for elderly people. Oh, my God. I would sit and listen to them talk. You know, and one thing out of all our conversations, the time when I was there, even when I left, she always ended her conversation and says, always leave everything in the hand of the Lord. That's my late Aunt Simpson. She said, always leave everything in the hands of the Lord. I remember one time when she called me, she was always reaching out to me. A lot of times she got my phone number, she was calling me. And one time she called me when I was in the hospital. I was going through a lot at the time. And she had such an encouraged word. Again, she always says, leave everything in the hands of the Lord. And up to the day she passed, we had conversations and she was always encouraging me. That short little time we met, she left a lasting impact on my life. You know, and I would cherish that for the rest of my life. And I'm encouraging you today, as my aunt would say, always leave everything in the hands of the Lord. And knowing that when you give it to the Lord, everything will work out all right. I want to give a special greeting or condolences, offer my condolences to the families that lost their lives in Jacksonville, Florida. The families of those who lost their lives at the hands of another lunatic gunman with his coward self going to a Dollar General store and shoot up black people. I don't even know. I don't understand this. First, he went to a college, a black college, and the security, thank God the security got to him. Thank God they had security there. Because he had on the clothing, the attire, as if he's about to do something. And when he couldn't go there, he just walk up to the next thing. A woman was sitting in the car. So anyway, I don't remember if it's a woman or a man was sitting in their car. A black person sitting in their car. He just shot the person. And he went up at the store and shot more people. I mean, three people died at the hands of this crazy coward. Because people doing stuff like this, you are a coward. I mean, really? Because at the end, that's what I tell you, he's a coward. He shot himself. He killed himself. So, and he had all these Nazi swastikas, I don't know what they call them. I forgot the name that they call them on his gun or on his attire. I don't know. You know what? I said to the Lord, what is it with these people? Why are they so fearful of black folk? What have we done? Why are they so, their mind is so sensitized to us? And this dude is like, what, 21 years old? What? I mean, seriously. I mean, what have we done so bad that all these people get up, these weird people get up and just shooting at us for no reason because of the color of our skin? That's not even a reason to kill somebody. I mean, seriously. What is this? Who do you think you are? You know, I'm like, Lord, what is it? See this white privilege? You know, it's just really something that I don't know what it is in the heart of these people feeling that they can get up and just shoot people for no reason. Having being black or green or whatever, that is not a choice that you make. Why would you get up and just, you spend your whole, I mean, I understand he, then before he passed, he called his dad and tell his dad to check his computer and check his book. So he's been working up for this, 21 years old. So you tell me in his parents' house, I said, Lord, because the one that did it at the supermarket up in Buffalo, I think in 2021 or 2022 or last year, he is 18 years old. Well, they sit in their houses, sit in their rooms, playing. I'm most likely playing these horrendous video games, and it stigmatizes their minds. You know, they don't understand how to differentiate fiction from reality. I think they kind of mix it up with their deranged state of mind. Lord, it's just getting so sickening. And you just go up into stores and just single out people. Does that make sense? Who do you think you are? Who are you? And then to make it worse, you're going to kill yourself after the fact. So why don't you just kill yourself before you did all the damage to these people? Leaving these people, families of these people, grieving for another senseless loss. You know, we have got to learn to get along. Because quiet is a cup, and I said my comments because, you know, these things just really get me riled up. You know, and I said, why are we even doing this? We all come from black people. Hello. We all come from black people. So I don't know why people think that, oh, I hate these type of people. Why? If you really check your lineages, check your ancestry, try to take some time to study where you come from. And I tell you, and no doubt in my mind, somewhere up in that ancestry tree, as far as you can go, there is a black man or a black woman that you connected to. Hello. So I don't understand why people believe that their race is the only race that should exist. And again, it goes back to the training of the children in their homes. It goes back to how much parents pay attention to their children. It goes back to how much interest and how much investment, you know, they have in their children, and how much they teach them about love and teach them about respecting themselves and others. You know, teaching about loving God, how much have they been taught? Because if your child is left alone to his own mindset and all kind of crazy stuff going on, you're giving them games that they play locked up in their rooms, and, you know, they're playing in these games for a long time, games of violence. You know, games that make their minds just run amok. And when they locked up in their room and their mind is just, because their minds are young. And if you spend your time just, you know, and I'm sure some of them go to school because it's mandated. But when they come home, half of them, I don't think they do their homework. You know, and another thing, I've said this before, even as a, I'm now a retired teacher. Children struggle a lot sometimes with a lot of mental issues, learning disabilities, emotional traumas. They deal with a lot. Some of them are born with disabilities. And if you as a parent don't pay attention, you know, and get them evaluated by a doctor, sometimes they could use some medications, kind of help to calm some of the parts of the nerves that trigger certain issues, certain feelings of hopelessness, certain feelings of destruction. Sometimes they talk things, they hallucinate, and sometimes the drugs can help to turn off some of those the part of the neurotransmitter or the reuptake in the brain. The drugs sometimes it can turn off those voices, turn off the things that's causing them to think irrational. You know, so, but if you don't get the child medical help or, you know, try to find avenues, don't give them the PlayStation. Don't give them something that will stimulate those things in their brain. You know, don't leave them up to their own recognizance. Don't leave them, you know, engaging in those areas or watching television, watching violence. You know, you don't keep them engaged in those things. You have to really monitor them and get them the help they need. And as I was, you know, I taught regular ed as well as special ed. Special ed, you already understand the needs because a lot of them are taking medication. And some of them are, you know, who are learning disabled, you know, they're in the special class already. But when then at one point they had special ed and regular ed together. And you could see some of these regular ed children, they were struggling. They were struggling with their emotions, struggling with keeping it together, you know, and sometimes you bring it to the attention of the parents and the parents ignore it. They act like, you know, it's not happening. They see their children getting out of control, but they pay no mind, some of them, you know, and they don't try to get help. And you tell them what's going on and they just, they say, I don't want my child to be labeled. And the child continues to struggle. So this is what you see that's happening in our society with these young men growing up and these young women growing up. There were things there that they were dealing with, that they didn't know how to control it. And their parents didn't feel the need that something was wrong to get help for them. And they grow up with these things in their minds. And this is the end result of what's happening. And it's unfortunate. There's a whole lot more brewing. It's sad to say, but there's a whole lot more these children brewing. As the law enforcement said, they have no criminal record. None. No criminal record. They're not going to have any. Because they're in their houses, in their rooms, locked up for years. And I guarantee you, half of my high school dropouts, and some of them probably went to college maybe for a little while and drop out there. Because a lot of them don't feel they have it in them. And all they want to do is just do evil on people. You know, some of these games, too, you never know. Some of these games, they have black people in it. You know, when they shooting them and stuff like that. You'd be surprised if you look at some of these games that these children play. That's why parents, stop giving your children these demonized PlayStation. I was in school, I ain't know about no Fortnite, because kids used to write, they used to ask them to write essays. And everybody writing about Fortnite. I had to ask somebody one day, one of the teachers when I was sitting in the meeting, what is Fortnite? Because I keep seeing it pop up. The kid is not explaining what it is, but he's talking about he loved to play Fortnite. And I come to find out it's a game. I'm like, what? He just explained, and I'll tell students all the time, never let the reader guess what you're writing about. Explain yourself. You keep writing about Fortnite. Come to find it's some crazy video game. And I'm like, Lord Jesus, this is so messed up. And all their writings, you have 10 kids write about the same thing. So that tells you all they do when they go home from school is play the video games. Because a lot of these parents give these children the video games to keep them quiet, keep them out of their hair, so they could be with their boyfriends, or they could do whatever they want, and they could go out and hang out. And this is what they do. I'm gonna tell the truth. Keep these kids quiet. So let me say and do all kind of stuff to get them out of my domain so I could be me. Okay, what you have children for? I mean, come on. So here we have a tragedy. Another senseless, coward tragedy. People gone too soon, gone before their time because of someone thinking that he's got a sense of entitlement. That's one of the things I teach about on Parenting 101 on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. Feels that he's superior. Feels that he's better than people. Better than black people. He need to take out a few before he dies. You know, this is so ridiculous. I mean, what do you get from this? If you really want to take yourself out first and rid yourself. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. Because why are you going to kill people for no reason? I don't understand. If you're going to kill yourself anyway, why don't you just do it before you do all this foolishness? That you leave a suicide note. I mean, come on. This is crazy. And there's always help out there. If you go through all these things, call somebody. Before you go out and do these crazy stuff, call somebody. You know, it's just really sad. Another person gone because of somebody who wouldn't feel that they should live because they plan to take themselves out. So you shouldn't live because I'm going to go. That is so wrong. But my heart goes out to the families this morning and every family. And this is going to be my prayer today. Every family is grieving of senseless loss. Families that it didn't necessarily, you go shopping, you don't come back home. That don't make sense. So today, our prayer is we're praying for people who are grieving. That's what my prayer is going to be this morning. Thank God for Lily Yumi Radio. Praise God for you. Abina Perpetual. God bless you. And Bernice Aduro. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining on the prayer line today. And I'm telling you, my heart hurts to see the condition of our society. People are so hot-headed. A lot of these states, people just walking around with guns. It's so easy to get a gun. He got an AR-15. I mean, he had a handgun and an AR-50. How you get a chance to have AR? What, those things still exist? I'm like, wow. I mean, AR-15 is a pretty powerful gun. And these get into these hands of the wrong people. Oh, my God. You just a lot of damage. Oh, my God. This is just really something. Again, and I see, I mean, one of my teachings on my services on Sundays, saw a little four-year-old learning how to disconnect an AR-15 in a gun store. The father brought the little four-year-old, a little white boy, to a gun store, and he knew how to disconnect the gun at 4 years old. He disconnected and put it back together, an AR-15. He even knew the gun. Wow. Look at that. At four. So you can imagine what some of these parents are teaching their children. Why are you setting your children up for a life of violence? I don't understand. God is going to hold a lot of our parents responsible for the things that they do. Things that they didn't do with their children. God going to hold a lot of parents responsible. Because you don't want your child to grow up and become a menace to society. You got to be so careful. As I teach in Parenting 101, you need to train your child. Train them properly. Train them in the love of the Lord. Train them to respect themselves, to love themselves. Train them how to respect other people and take them to areas, take them out of their comfort zone. Bring them to soup kitchens. Let them be in areas you're rich and got money. Let them come out of those fancy houses and take them to the poor neighborhoods. And let them learn to feed the homeless people. Go to the soup kitchen and feed the people. Let them learn humility. You got to teach these things to children. And you parents got to set some examples. And stop leaving your children to the quietness of their bedroom. Stop. Interact. Knock on the door to find out what's going on. Don't leave them by themselves. If they're too quiet, find out what's happening. Making sure they're okay. And if they need medical attention, get the help. Don't ignore what's going on. You see them struggling. Say something. Do something. And God, we come before you one more time. We lift you up, God, and we honor you. We glorify your name. We thank you, Father, for just being God all by yourself. We thank you that you help us. Every time we're in need, God, you're there. You help us through our struggles. You help us through our pain. You help us through the tribulations. You help us even in captivity. You are there. You help us when our minds are sometimes going through changes. You're there. You help us in our hopelessness. You help us, God, through so much. You are only a prayer away. God, as David encouraged us this morning, oh Jesus, about the Lord's goodness for his faithful people, the ones that walk uprightly. And he talked about that he will praise you with everything he has. My heart, God, is grieving this morning for the lives that were lost for no reason. Shooting somebody because of the color of their skin, God, is not a reason to hurt anyone. They had no exchange, no conversation, nothing. Just shut down for nothing. They don't know each other, never met each other, but shut down for absolutely nothing. We live in a world, God, a society that has no regard for human life. No regard. None. And God, I dedicate this prayer to everyone. The ones just recently lost in Jacksonville, Florida. And even the ones in Buffalo, they're still grieving. Parkland shooting. All of these, God. Uvalde, Texas. All of them, Jesus. Newtown. Connecticut, everyone, all the schools, Columbine in 1999, Virginia Tech, all of these schools that lost loved ones, just to name a few of the ones I remember. Lord Jesus, some of them are still feeling the loss of their loved ones, the elementary school children. Lord God, that private school, that church school that that girl went up in there and shoot up the children and shoot up teachers. My Lord, pray for all these families, God, of these senseless, ridiculous, cowardly, tragedies, God. Tragedies that didn't need to happen. Whatever their reasons are in their minute brain or whatever it is, thank God the police caught some of them. Some of them, they take their lives, but some of them are caught. Thank you, Jesus. Even the church in, I believe in North Carolina, where the 9 got killed while they were having prayer meeting. They are still dealing with that loss. Senseless. Senseless loss. But God, as I dedicate this prayer to these families of these hurting people, these people cut down and the people are mourning for these losses. I know the many nights they stay up, can't sleep, because they still can't fathom why. Lord Jesus, they keep probably asking themselves, why? And they may never get answers because nobody understands what was going through the mind of this person before they commit this act. But God, we pray for every family member that is going through this grieving process. God, comfort them where they are. Let them know you're with them in the midst of the suffering, in the midst of pain, the midst of heartache. You are there. And God, surround them with your love. Surround them with your power. Surround them with your anointing. Surround them, God, with everything that you, every being, your whole being, surround them. Soothe the hurt. Some of them can't, they don't know how to grieve. Some of them go, end up into depression because of the loss of their family members. But we speak against depression today. We speak against those who are having the feelings of hopelessness today. We speak against those who are designed to give up because of the condition of the society and the unfairness, what's been happening so many times. And God, we speak to young men and young women in their homes, in their basements, in their secluded parts in the woods, wherever they are, sitting down planning evil upon the land as they grow, as they age. We ask you, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will slay every plan of the wickedness that's brewing in their basements, brewing in their bedrooms, salababa shalababasia, brewing in their backyards, nilababo sheke solobo kaseka silaba kasaya. Oh Jesus, kose laba kasite laba bashia. Wherever they're brewing all this wickedness, God, we ask you, Father, every prayer warrior, every powers that you bestow upon us, God, we bring it before you, Jesus, to destroy as we stand together in unison to destroy every plan of the wickedness that's brewing, God, that's brewing even right now every plan of witchcraft. Lola Bobo Shela Babasia. Every seance, God. Every ritual, Jesus, that is rooted in evil. We call it forth. We expose it. Tahila Babo Keshala Babasia. We uproot it, God. In the name of Jesus, every quiet in their rooms, Jesus. Let these parents pay attention. Lord Jesus, let these parents stop what they're doing and pay attention to their children. Holy Spirit of God. Lord, we're so sick and tired of this ridiculous way of handling their mental turmoil and their mental anguish, things that are going on in their minds. Jesus. Lord Jesus. Let these parents stop buying these games. Teaching these children to be responsible and to respect life. Respect their own life. Because they don't. Oh, Spirit of God, wake up these parents, Jesus. Wake them up. They are spiritually dead to what's going on around them. They're having these children. And not investing time in them. These children are growing up with such evil mindset. But God, we ask you, Father, to intervene on our behalf today. Lord Jesus. Let it be found out, Lord God. Let law enforcement get a wind of some stuff going on in basements with loads of guns in hidden compartments in their houses, God. Let law enforcement get some kind of thing in their head to let me check out this house. Get a warrant or something, God. These white privilege, Jesus. We bind up these white privileges, Father. In the name of Jesus. So sick and tired of hearing all this nonsense of people taking out people because of pigmentation on their skin. Stop it. Enough already, Jesus. Because black people ain't going nowhere. And it's not because we're black. It's because of what's going on in their own mind. They hate themselves. That's it, God. These people, they raise up, they grow up hating themselves. So because they hate themselves, they pick out a certain race of people and say, these are the ones causing my problems. So them going to get some professional help or they need some spiritual help. They need something. Lord Jesus, there's so much help out here. All they got to do is pick up a phone and say, I need help. But instead, they grow up and want to destroy people, blaming people for their problems that they've concocted in their minds. But God, we speak to the brain cells this morning, speak to the hate that's in their hearts. Speak to the pain that they're experiencing, God. Even those who started school, because those people in the South started school already. And God, if they're struggling in the classroom, Jesus, and the teachers bring it to their attention, Father, but the parents, that the parents get help for these children.
They need help, God. The children need help. And God, help your people. Help your people to understand that violence is not the answer to whatever is going on in your head. Acts of violence is not the way to go. And please, God, they take people's lives and kill themselves. So if they're planning to do that already, why do they have to take people with them? Lord God, see how the mind is, Jesus? A lot of selfishness, a lot of selfish people. Growing up, these children are growing very selfish. Lord God, this don't make sense. But we speak humility into the atmosphere. We speak selflessness into the atmosphere. We speak love. We speak peace. We speak the nine fruit of the Spirit. Goodness, meekness. Lord Jesus, we speak patience. Holy Spirit of God. Oh, Jesus, let these young people learn to love themselves and embrace themselves. Let them realize they're fearfully and wonderfully made, God. Help them to overcome whatever is happening in their minds, Lord Jesus. Turn off those things in the neurotransmitter part of their brain, Lord God. They're hearing voices. They're hearing things that tell them to go and do evil. But we pray today, God, that you will infiltrate their mindset, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Lord, we are so tired of the gun violence, God, in our countries, in our states, in our cities, our villages, and our islands, even the small islands. So much violence. Shedding of innocent blood, even if they did something or said something to you that doesn't give you the right to take their lives, Jesus. Why can't people learn to get along? Why can't people learn to talk about their issues and seek help? Why can't people learn the value of human life? Lord God, human life is so precious. And God, we pray for every one in every country, every continent, every island, don't matter where they are, Jesus. If they're thinking of hurting someone today, we pray that you will stop them in their tracks, God. Let something happen that they don't go out and hurt somebody. And they're thinking of suicide. Those are thinking of hurting themselves today. We pray for them, Jesus. Whatever the pain that they're dealing with, God. We pray, Jesus Christ, that you will help them wherever they are, God, in this universe. Because, God, you are everywhere and you see everything. You never sleep. You never slumber. You never fold your hands to sleep. According to Psalm 121. And God, help them, Father. Help them to get a grip on life. Lord Jesus, help them to find something to do to keep themselves occupied. Children need to learn responsibilities and accountabilities. Teach these parents, God, how to raise their children. Oh, Spirit of the living God, let them invest time in their children. Oh, my God. Spend quality time with their children, not hurting them, Jesus, because a lot of that has happened as well. Not sexually abusing them and physically abusing them to the point where they can't function. Because that has happened as well. But raise up parents to really spend time, quality time with their children. And take the time to teach them right from wrong. Oh, Spirit of God. Oh, Spirit of God. Oh, Jesus. Tell me that if this stuff keep happening, God, something has to give. A lot of these states are open and carry. Everybody's so trigger happy. Everybody's so trigger happy, God. Why? When you are there to help them, you are there. Because sometimes they may not get to the gun or whatever it is they have. Sometimes they're gone before they get to reach for the gun, wherever they have it. All they got to do is call on you for help. Why do people live in so much fear? Fear of their own personal life, fear of others. Why? We bind up fear on today, Lord Jesus. Fear has destroyed so many people's lives. Lord, let people learn to trust you and abide in you and give of themselves to you and allow you to be the center of their joy. Lord, you can do it and you will do it. All they got to do is ask. And we ask you, Lord, today that God, help your people. Help your people. We need help, Jesus. We need help. We need help today. Your people need help, God. We're crying out for help for our young people, Jesus. They are lost. Many of them are growing up lost, God. They're growing up lost. They don't have a good path in life, Jesus. They're growing up without a sense of what really life should be. They're growing up empty. Oh, my God. Help us, Jesus. Help us, God. Help us, Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. Help our parents, God. Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. My heart grieves. God, we need help. And send it, Lord Jesus. Help us, God. Help us. Help us, Jesus. And I pray, God, as we go through this day, and to really try to understand as to what happened again. God, those people are hurting in Jacksonville, Florida right now. And they're shaking their head and wondering why. But even if they're doing that, Jesus, and they're doing it right now, they're doing it. Put your loving arms around them. Put your arms around them, Jesus, as the community mourns the loss. Oh, Spirit of God, cover us, Lord God, as we go out into our shops, into the shops, our workplaces, God. Because even the workplace, God, there's mad people there as well. People blaming people for their shortcomings. But we ask you, Father, for protection wherever we are, Lord Jesus, today. Guide us and keep us. Put an edge of protection around our children, wherever they are in this society. Lord God, and please, God, protect the children in the schoolroom. Protect the teachers as they teach the children in these southern states today. They're on their way to school. New York is not open yet, but they're about to open next week. And we pray, God, for teachers and students in the northern part as they're ready to go to school. We pray, God, that you will cover the children, cover the teachers, cover the administrators from any harm and danger. Oh, Spirit of God, Lord Jesus. Let your Shekinah glory be upon us, God. We pray for everybody on this line and those who are listening from other areas, God. We ask you, Father, that you will touch them wherever they are. These that came into the prayer line, in the prayer room, put a special edge of protection around them, Jesus. Bless their going out and their coming in, God. In the name of Jesus. Those who are struggling with all kinds of illnesses today. In their mind, their body, and their spirit. Touch them, God. Lord Jesus. Help them, Father. To get it all together and for them to live fruitful lives. You promised to give us long life. And God, we declare and decree that ain't nobody going to take us out of this life before our time. We're going to live out our days, our years, whatever it is, God. You're going to live it out. And we ain't dying from no murder. We ain't dying for no kind of crash. Nothing, Jesus. We're declaring the creed. We're dying of old age, God. We thank you for your covering upon your people from harm and danger, seen and unseen. Send your angels to the east, the west, the north, the south, to continue to cover your people and stop this madness. People taking lives for no reason. Intervene wherever they are in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We are victorious today despite what has happened, God. We got to continue to walk in victory. We don't allow ourselves to be defeated by what the enemy want to throw in our paths, the fiery darts, trying to throw things to discourage us. But God, it's an act of man, an act of violence, the act of the enemy. They allow the enemy to infiltrate their mindset for them to do this act. But we bind up every plan today. Any more coming up, Jesus? We bind up right now in the name of Jesus that they will be found out before it gets anywhere, Jesus. And God, let these parents, God, I just keep talking about parents. They need to pay attention. Open up the blinded eyes. Take the blindness off these parents' eyes. Let them start living in a mindset. Oh, not my child. Really? Lord Jesus, what? You're not your child, really? You think your child is not capable of doing crazy stuff? Watch your child. Pay attention to your pickety. In the name of Jesus. Gotta get into the patois now, God. Pay attention to your pickney. You have all these pickaninnies. Lord Jesus. And they're not paying attention to their pickaninnies. Lord God, wake up these parents. Let them train their children correctly. In the name of Jesus. So sick and tired of hearing about all this stuff to these children coming out of their house, living in their parents' house and doing this mess. Something is wrong, God. Take up the blinders of the parents' eyes in the name of Jesus. Whoever is their guardian, Father, take off the blinders of their eyes so they can see in the spiritual realm. They can see in the natural realm. Give them, use up their instincts, God, to say, let me go check. I'm speaking out these things, God. Let me go check. Let me go see what's going on. Why Johnny's so quiet? Why Mary's so quiet? They're under your roof till they're 18 years old. Pay attention. Lord God, don't leave them up to your own devices. Your two-year-old doing whatever they want at 2 and 3 and 4 years old, playing with plastic guns. Why you got to give your children guns to play with? Why? Lord Jesus. Parents take their kids out to the park. Spend some time with your children. Leave the dog somewhere. Take the children out. They need exposure. They need to be around people, not just their own kind. Lord Jesus. My spirit is grieved on today. Lord God, Holy Spirit of God, intervene, Lord Jesus. Intervene on behalf of your people. Let these people understand that they have no right to take somebody's life. No right. I don't care what's going on. I don't care if they did you something. You still ain't got no right to take their lives. I pray this morning that something has to give, God. God, that the change will come in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now for answering our prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, today. Thank you, Lord. for healing us today. Heal our nation right now. Heal the town of Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you, God, for your miracles that you're bringing forth upon your people. What you've done already, God, what you're doing now, what you're about to do, we thank you. And we bless you, Lord God. And as we separate from this line, but we never leave your presence. Continue to be with us, we pray as we say thanks. In the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the blessed Holy Spirit. We say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless everyone. Thank you so much for joining in. Thank you for being a part of this great move of God. We pray that your heart will be touched. We pray that as you go through the week, that you will continue to meditate on God's goodness. Continue to meditate on his mercies. You get a chance, read this chapter again. Let the Lord minister to you in a personal way. God bless you. Know that I love you. And Jesus loves you more. Have a great day. And goodbye.
Thank you for staying with us today. We invite you to come back again and join Apostle Faith live on Sundays at 2 p.m. for Bible education and church services, and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for Feature Wednesdays, where we share messages from other kingdom leaders from within the WAMO network. Are you a kingdom leader with a message of hope and inspiration for the children of God? Send us an email with your message to support@wamo.org or join the WAMO Media Network via our website, wamo.org/network. Are you in need of prayer? Email prayer requests to support@wamo.org or join our prayer line, Monday mornings at 7 a.m.
Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. We thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy.
If you need help to overcome low self-worth, heal your marriage, restoration through therapy for children, teens, individuals, and couples, book an appointment for therapy with Dr. Faith at our website, wamo.org/counseling. You may also access self-help resources at our website, wamo.org/resources. If you would like to become a member, volunteer, or partner with WAMO Outreach Ministries, send your email to support@wamo.org. Come as you are. Why you should join this ministry. 1. To empower people for success in the kingdom of God through Bible education. 2. To provide support services for the upliftment and development of your community. 3. To empower children and youth to increase their knowledge and earning potential by advancing their skills and professional capacity. 4. To provide solutions for families who need shelter, a place for worship, skills development, and access growth opportunities for community leaders. And 5. To provide support and a source of hope for senior citizens, ex-convicts, and people in need. It's easy to support this ministry. Here is how you can help. Through tax-deductible giving, easily accessible everywhere via our website at wamo.org/give. You can give a one-time or monthly donation or contribute funding to one of our programs. Become a member of our community or volunteer team, apply at our website at wamo.org/membership. Become a member of our network and let us work together to build and grow a strong, healthy community of kingdom advocates, empowering people for success in the kingdom of God. Sign up at our website, wamo.org/network. Other ways to join us and support the ministry. Subscribe on YouTube at WAMO Ministries, Apostle Faith Live. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WAMO Ministries. Contact us anytime at Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. P.O. Box 2077 Mount Vernon, New York 10551. Telephone 914-699-2482 and email support@wamo.org. Your support and generosity will positively change lives.